it is a very commendable gesture that has been shown by China, that the President Xi Jinping has decided to send such a high-profile personality to come and, number one, follow up on the mega deals that Zimbabwe and China embarked on. Secondly, strengthen the diplomatic relations between these countries. Number three, strengthen the trade and related issues between Zimbabwe and China. And number four, we know very well that it is important that any country that is embarked into a robust engagement trust as ourselves should see such engagement being very reciprocal. It is a very good sign that this reciprocity is bearing a testimony that indeed Zimbabwe and China have been together and are still together.
Zimbabwe has been talking about mega deals with China, and this includes a $1.1 billion one, the 7 and 8 expansion project. A new parliament, and then included in this is the 153 million Robert Mugabe International Airport facelift. But, you know, some of these deals, do they serve any purpose? Are they benefiting the local people?
To tell the truth, I'm personally impressed with the priority areas that you've just mentioned. They indeed serve the people, because if we look at the power station, it is integral that it be a priority area, because we know that the economy here in Zimbabwe is based particularly on the efficiency of power system and supply. And it means that if there be a way through which the Kariba hydropower station could be assisted by other alternatives, it will go a long way into assisting the economy, especially in the manufacturing and the industrial side of the region. When we come to the parliament building, I'm a parliamentarian myself. I'll tell you that the 210 of us are struggling to squeeze into that small building. It was never originally meant for such a number, but you know that the need for such a number has come and they can't be ignored. It therefore calls that there be a decongestion of a city and a decongestion of an administrative setup such as parliament. That includes, but is not limited to, the construction of this building. I think it is integral that that building be constructed forthwith, so that we meet international standards in terms of how other parliamentarians and the parliament setups are. We have benchmarked in various countries, and we have seen what they have in terms of their parliament. But we remain in antiquated buildings, and therefore it limits creativity and the versatility that parliament should be facing. Coming to other programs, I think it is indeed important that they were identified. And the visit by the foreign minister is indicative of the fact that they are interested in monitoring what we are doing together, which also acts as a disciplinary measure on our part, that we should be able to check ourselves on balances as to how we are performing. The president is on record every day, every minute, of saying that corruption is cancerous and therefore it should be shunned at all costs. It calls that, therefore, there should be a manner through which we should find ourselves not engaging in anything that would disappoint our trading partners and those that assist us in terms of needs such as China.
While we see all this that you're saying happening around, you know, the president and all those kind of people, but the poor person, let's say in Mbare, what is it benefiting out of this? There's no food on the table that is coming to him. So what are the direct benefits to local people?
Our engagement with China and the subsequent visit of the Foreign Affairs Minister is not a panacea to all our social and economic problems. We have just identified a few priority problem areas that we think need to be looked at at this moment in time. I think if we analyze the budget presentation that was made by Professor Mchilinyenge, it was a poor budget. We should be given time before commentators and prophets of doom can come and suggest or initiate that it will not work. I think the poor attitude has been held by a lot of sectors. As I speak to you right now, you know very well that the president has embarked into various problems of alleviating hunger in rural areas, including urban setups.